Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very, very amazing story. It's very old, and it's actually a pretty short story, but there's a lot to understand about it. When Yaakov Avinu first went down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, as you know, life was great. Yosef was the Mishnah Lamelech, basically ran the country. Everything was good for the Jews. They were welcomed guests. And for 17 years, Yaakov lived wonderful years with all of his children and grandchildren. But during that time, Yaakov knew by nevuah, by prophecy, that someday the Jewish people would leave Mitzrayim after suffering their way of slavery and so forth, and that they would be led out of Mitzrayim by someone like Moshe, and they would receive the Torah, and that they would have to build a Mishkan, the first version of the Beis HaMikdash, of the temple. Later, the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, in Yerushalayim, and it was made of stone, and it did not get taken apart. It was permanent, with a permanent roof and everything. But the first version would be built out of wood, wood covered with gold, and the roof would be made of animal skins and other materials such as wool. And Yaakov knew that the Jewish people would need to have this wood. And of course, in the Midbar, in the desert, there's not wood. There's not the kind of trees that you could make planks, big pieces of wood, 15 feet tall, 10 amos, 15 feet tall. And so what Yaakov did was he planted trees in Mitzrayim. Either they're acacia trees or some translated it as pine trees, which would grow for many, many years and be big and tall. And then when the Jewish people had to leave Mitzrayim, they would cut down these trees and they would carry them. Maybe they would break them or cut them into more sizable pieces. And they would carry them out with them to the desert. If you think about it, it's amazing. They had to carry them through the Yam Suf. They had to carry them through the desert. They had to carry them to Har Sinai, where they camped around a mountain, and they had to carry them further. Actually, they didn't have to carry them much further than Har Sinai, because that is perhaps where they built the Mishkan the first time. Not clear whether they first traveled elsewhere and then built the Mishkan, or they built the Mishkan there. Okay, in any case, Yaakov had another reason to plant the trees there in Mitzrayim, and that was to be a reminder for the Jewish people that the slavery was just temporary, and they would someday go out of Mitzrayim, and they would build the Mishkan. And so this was really an amazing insight that Yaakov had. Of course, because they needed the wood, they would have to have the wood for the Mishkan, but also as reminders that Geula would come, that this, even though the slavery got so harsh and they suffered so much and they were tortured so much, but nevertheless, whenever they looked at these trees, they could be reminded that Geula is going to come. Now, what's the lesson for us? We are also in Gullus. True that we're not slaves, but there's a lot of terrible things that happen to people in Gullus. People get sick, and even worse, people suffer, and there's violence, and especially our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. There's unfortunate events there happening all the time. And so we are suffering very much in Gullus, and we really need to have the Geula. So what are our reminders? We don't have acacia trees planted for us by Yaakov. What will remind us that Geula is real, Mashiach is real, and it's going to happen? So I would suggest that that is Torah itself, that the Torah is a reminder that Geula is coming, as Hashem promises in the Torah, and especially the parts of Torah that speak about Mashiach and Geula, which are many, many, many parts. And in particular, the parts of Torah which teach us about Mashiach and Geula. And therefore, I would like to explain a little bit about the first halacha in Rambam, about the halachas of Mashiach. And that is in chapter 11 of Hilchos Malachim, Laws of Kings. And it begins by saying that the Melech HaMashiach, the King Mashiach, will be somebody who will come in the future. He will arise, meaning he'll be within the population, not that he'll come from heaven. He'll be within the Jewish people. And he will, of course, become known, and he will actually restore the kingdom that we had with David HaMelech. And it will be in Eretz Yisrael, and he will build the Beis HaMikdash, and he'll gather all the Jewish people that have been scattered across the world back to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel, and all of the mitzvahs will be done in those days. There's many mitzvahs today that we can't do, but in those days, all the mitzvahs, when Mashiach comes, we'll be able to do all the mitzvahs, including karbanos, the offerings, because we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, we'll have a temple, and we will also have the Sanhedrin, the great court. We'll be able to observe the Shemitah years completely, and the Yovel years. Every 50 years is the Yovel, every 7 years the Shemitah year, and of course, as we know, the Hakel year, the year in which the mitzvah of Hakel is fulfilled. That's really this year. If Mashiach comes now, we could have the Hakel year. Not the actual reading of the Torah by the king in the Beis HaMikdash. That's only happening during Sukkot. But nevertheless, it'll still be a Hakel year, a gathering year. And all of the laws which are in the Torah will be fulfilled. And we'll be able to learn Torah so much better in those days. We'll be able to understand Torah so much deeper. We'll be able to do the mitzvahs so much better. The mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, for example. There will not be enemies among the Jewish people. People will all learn how to do the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael and will enjoy very much all being together, and fighting and so forth will not take place. And this is a little bit of the taste of why we're looking forward to Mashiach coming. So it's true we don't have the trees that Yaakov planted in Mitzrayim to remind us, but we do have the Torah. And any time that we look into the Torah, we are reminded about Hashem and the Geula, the redemption through Mashiach. And of course, especially those parts of the Torah that deal in particular with Mashiach and Geula, that when we look at those, we read those and learn those, that is a very, very strong reminder of the coming of Mashiach. May it happen right away, and may all of us do our part to make it happen quicker. Through learning Torah, through doing mitzvahs, goodness and kindness, and learning about Mashiach and Geula, Mashiach and redemption. Thank you so much for joining us for Jewish Stories and More.